Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Heather El Tapia,
Prosperity Advisor with the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We're focused on highlighting women in business, and we have a great show planned for you today. We have two amazing women in business. Both of them are intuitive and healers and have a unique focus on life that they're looking forward to sharing with you. So this is a great day to call in and ask some questions about being a woman business owner, or if you have an intuitive question that you would like insight into, you can certainly be one of our callers. If you are interested in calling in, just simply call 646-595-3440, and we will do our best to get you on the line today. Our first guest is Jenny Seek. She is an intuitive healer with innervoiceintuitive.com. She also happens to be a With Insight show host. So you can catch her radio show online every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/withinsights, which is the same place I have my show. So don't hesitate to stop on. And we've also got a live chat room that you can page down on our With Insights radio show and log in and register and submit your questions online. It's a great way to interact with our guests and get some basic questions answered if you're not in a position where you can actually call in. So please do take the time to join us today. Take advantage of this opportunity to meet with our guest, Jenny Seek, at Inner Voice Intuitive. And then our second guest, a great friend of mine, Dawn Thompson of Dawn of a New Era. She is an intuitive, gifted healer and seer. She also is an amazing Reiki practitioner and offers amazing healings locally here in Columbus, Ohio. She can also do some remote healing work and grid work for you. So both of our guests have many years in business and practicing their healing arts. And I'm so grateful to know them, have worked with them, be friends with them, and have them on my Entrepreneurial Excellence radio show today. I'll be putting some information in the chat room, their websites, and places you can find them. If you're looking to connect with Dawn, you can go to dawnofanewera.com, and she'll be sharing some information on the second half of the show. So that's a little bit about what's happening today. I'd like to take a moment to talk with you a little bit about what I've been focused on this last week as a woman in business, and you know, just offer some tips and insights. Some of you might know I have a video marketing company, Abundance Video Marketing, and I've connected with an amazing broadcast quality videographer who will be helping me create these wonderful video promos and commercials for my clients and for you if you have a message you'd like to share. So don't hesitate to give AbundanceMarketingPro.com a look and or email me at Heather L. Tapia, T as in Tom, A, P as in Paul, I, A, at Gmail. And, you know, let me know what your questions are. We were running a PR package special for July where you could actually be a guest on the radio show, get a customized video, an article in the ColumbusExaminer.com, and many other benefits to promote your business or your message for 50% off. I've decided to extend that promotion till the end of the week. So you do have time to take advantage of that, and that's under the deals section of AbundanceMarketingPro.com. So let's talk about some tips. I know there's a lot of information that you can get out on the web, and if you are a business owner or you're thinking of starting your business, one of the simplest ways to gain a web presence is to use social media. And Facebook probably has about 60 to 70% of the population active on it on a daily basis. And it is extremely simple to use. If you have a personal profile, all you have to do is literally click on another individual's fan page, Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We have a fan page, so that would be an example, and I'll put that link on here in a bit. And at the top of the page or at the bottom to the left, there's a little tab that you can click that says Create Page. So it's a real easy way for you to add a Facebook fan page for you as an individual public figure, for a business concept, for a message, and attract an audience to that page so you can share what you're interested and excited about. So it's very simple to do. So don't hesitate to, you know, launch your business in that capacity because, again, it will get you a web presence. It's searchable, which means that if people start to Google keywords that are associated with your business or your message idea, they can easily find you using Facebook and connect to that link and so forth. So it is a simple way to initiate your vision for your business or your message or concept. So that's my little tip of the day for, you know, how to set up a Facebook fan page. Let's see if we've got any callers on the line or our first guest. So let me refresh my page. It's a beautiful day here in Columbus, Ohio, and hopefully those of you that are local are taking advantage of our fair that we have, as well as, you know, the Dublin Irish Festival that's this weekend. I know that's where I plan on being as much as I can. So without further ado, we're going to see if Jenny Seek's on the line. And
I am.
Her. Oh, great. All right. Thanks, Jenny, for being here.
Sure.
I wanted to, you know, give you a brief introduction. I have Jennifer Seek with Inner Voice Intuitive. Again, she is a With Insights guest show host, and you can connect with her every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. You can go and download any of our archive shows, listen to them, and download them for your pleasure. So, Jenny, why don't you take a moment to introduce yourself to the audience and talk a little bit about, you know, your role as a woman in business.
Sure, absolutely. I have a business called InnerVoiceIntuitive.com, and I do intuitive work and intuitive counseling with clients and tarot readings, elemental energy balancing, hypnosis. So it's really about getting in touch with your inner voice, the sense of who you are on an authentic, soulful kind of a level. I think our culture often pushes us in the direction of having to identify with our ego and with parts of ourselves that are not as connected to who we are on a soul level. And so Inner Voice is really about helping people find the tools that will encourage them to connect with who they are on an innate level.
Well, and I think a lot of people don't think in those terms at all when you say soul mm-hmm. level. I'm sure some mm-hmm. of our listeners understand that, the concept of a soul, whether they believe in it or not, and they probably have many views. If you wouldn't mind taking a moment to, you know, just explain that a little bit more when you're speaking and using the term soul and soul level, what that might mean.
Sure, Heather. We all come in to do something specific and beautiful. We all have unique gifts that we can materialize in our life, that we can bring into being. Often our culture and our cultural identification pulls us away from who we really are, makes us identify with a group, makes us identify with certain cultural ideas that don't really honor who we are. And so connecting on a soul level is about figuring out, when you strip back all of those pieces of who you're supposed to be, right, your persona, who it is you really are on an innate level and what you're here to do.
Thank you. That was a great explanation, because I know there can be some religious connotations and confusion and socialization, let's call it, and upbringing that can sometimes, at least in my perception, interfere with what our soul path is, interfere with what we're meant to be doing. And I know there's many, many people out there searching for guidance and focus and clarity on what they're meant to be doing on a daily or purposeful basis. And we have to have gifted people like yourself and Dawn, and, you know, I see myself in that role, helping to support people. One of the purposes of entrepreneurial excellence and why I decided to, you know, turn the face-to-face meeting into a radio show is I want people to have an opportunity to identify what they're passionate about and get guidance and support to monetize that passion, a.k.a. start a business, be an entrepreneur, so that they wouldn't have to hold on to this belief system of fear about where their next paycheck was going to come from, or they're going to get fired, or, you know, stuck in a corporate or dead-end situation because they need the money. I want everybody to be an entrepreneur.
Awesome. Very cool.
And we know it's work. It's not like it's, you know, you build a website and people show up. It definitely requires some work, but we can work together. We can co-create with each other in order to get that experience going. Looking at your website right now, and I'm going to just read your tagline up here because I think you chose it because it represents part of your philosophy, and I think it's very beautiful. Be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And I'm not going to say that name right. Who's that quote by?
Desiderato.
Desiderato. So tell us a little bit about why you decided to use that quote and what that means to you.
Well, it means that we get to a certain place in our lives sometimes where when we start to identify with what people are telling us we should do more than what it is we feel called to do, that we get overwhelmed, and sometimes that affects our self-worth. It affects our, you know, our feelings of our right to be here specifically. I had that quote. I've always loved that quote. It's part of a longer piece, and I had that quote up in my bedroom for years and years right above my light switch, and it just really spoke to kind of the central philosophy of Inner Voice. Wherever you are on your journey, whatever it is you're facing, you have a right to be here, and you have to have a right to figure out what your gifts are and what you can do uniquely that no one else can do. And that's about stripping back and really connecting with who you are on a soul level, with what you loved doing when you were a child, with what you lost time in. And that's not a message that we're given very frequently in our culture. Often there's a tendency to think that when we do that, we're being selfish, or we're being, you know, we have, we're too caught up in our own vision of things. And really that is what's going to change the world. What's going to change the world is people connecting and people really sharing who they are on that kind of a level.
And one piece that I'm very conscious of is creating a space of non-judgment so that they can walk into an environment. Yeah. And practice what that feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Because you and I have been through the lessons, and we're still human, and we're still going through many, but we've had the benefit, because of who we've determined we want to be around, to be able to walk in that space. Probably, I would say for me, at least 80% of all my interactions are in that field, because that's what I attract and that's where I choose to sit, whereas many people have never felt non-judgment. And it is all self-judgment. But it's a mirroring back of that energy that we're in front of. So, you know, if we can do that on the radio show, we can do that face-to-face, we can do that when we're in the grocery store. And just, you know, hold compassion and for self-compassion, and that with the connection, with the limiting of fear-based mentality and feeling comfortable sharing where we're at, regardless of who we're in front of, the more you can speak your truth, the faster you're going to get where you need to be, and the greater the return on that investment, whether that maybe it's seeking notoriety or more friends or a relationship or more prosperity for your business. When you're holding your own self-integrity and you really start to go, this is what my truth is and this is where I'm meant to be, you get what you need faster. Is that part of your experience as well?
Absolutely. It's about single-pointed focus. It's about, you know, reminding yourself of the positives at the end of the day. I have this thing that I do where before I go to sleep at night, I go through and I say everything that happened that materialized or manifested. And I think sometimes we focus on manifestation in a really black and white way, you know. So instead of it being about the wonderful cup of coffee that we got to sit in a wonderful breeze and have, and we know that that opens the door toward abundance on so many different levels, we discount that because our culture tells us that, you know, the only definition of abundance is bigger, better, faster, more, and so we don't feel like we can play on that field. And so I think it's so important to open up to the idea of abundance on so many levels so that energetically we're moving on a quantum level with that saying, with that allowing, with that spirit of allowing the universe to feed back to us or mirror back to us, the word that you used, what it is we need so that we're at a quantum level that speaks to us and helps us move our vision forward.
That was very beautifully put. I mean, you know, my whole concept of abundance kind of literally hit me out of the blue, and it started in my journey looking at love and this concept mm-hmm. of love as a vibration and mm-hmm. that you can vibrate at the frequency of love. And that was because I started doing sound healing work, which truly was my shift into the intuitive and awakening all the gifts that my mind, my ego mind, as you were saying, cluttered up and distracted mm-hmm. me from. And I was sitting at my desk and I'd been doing a lot of work on sharing the love vibration concept. And all of a sudden, the phone's ringing, I'm getting emails, people are saying, I want to work with you, and I wasn't work anymore. And mm-hmm. I didn't have to go out and seek it, and I felt this big wave of energy, and I'm like, wow, what was that? I just got hit by something. And I was like, wow, it wasn't the love vibration, what is it? And because I'd had a message or a vision a few weeks earlier, I woke up at like 6 a.m., and they're like, share abundance and prosper, and I'm like, okay. What's that? Mm-hmm. And I created a meetup group. And, you know, and then I realized that energy was abundance. And it was such an aha to say, wow, we can vibrate at abundance too. That's nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's an amazing book called Power Versus Force by David Hawkins, and it looks at all of these different core issues like abundance, like love, like allowing, like all of these different pieces, and talks about exactly what you were talking about at the beginning of the show, the idea that we have to move energetically toward those people that mirror back to us the level that we're at, because what happens when we don't is we bump up against someone energetically who's in a different place, and they're not able to receive the energy that we send out. Now, they may be able to receive it on a larger level, like in a more community kind of a level, but they're not able to receive the actual energy vibration that we send out, because energetically they're in a different place and they have different growth lessons. It's a really wonderful book. I really encourage listeners to check it out. It's called Power Versus Force. Hello?